Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest developments in the GPU world, especially focusing on AMD's advancements and how they stack up against the competition. Today is March 5th, 2026, and we have some exciting updates to discuss, including AMD's latest driver enhancements for their upcoming EPYC Zen 6 processors, NVIDIA's new GPU strategies, and a comparison of AMD's RX 9070 XT against NVIDIA's RTX 5070 Ti. Let's get into the details. Quick headline overview. AMD's HSMP Linux driver is gearing up for the Zen 6 EPYC processors, introducing finer power control and enhanced system monitoring capabilities. NVIDIA is reportedly working on the RTX 5050 and RTX 5060, featuring new GDDR7 memory and some interesting architectural changes. A discussion on the RX 9070 XT versus the RTX 5050 Ti is brewing in the community, highlighting performance and value. Deep dive into the news, AMD HSMP Linux driver for Zen 6 EPYC. First up, we have some significant news from AMD regarding their host system management port, or HSMP Linux driver. The latest patches have been sent out, prepping for the upcoming EPYC Zen 6 processors, codenamed Venice. This is particularly exciting for server administrators and developers working in enterprise environments. The new driver patches introduce enhanced system management features, allowing for a variable-sized metrics table. This means users will have finer control over power states and system monitoring capabilities. Specifically, the HSMP driver will now support power state control, the ability to get and set PC6 and CC6 states, which are crucial for managing power consumption and performance. Power and thermal monitoring. New commands to retrieve power consumption readings for the CCD, core complex die, and thermal delta readings, which help in understanding temperature variations. Dim sideband operations. This includes getting and setting dim sideband data, essential for memory management. Power management. Users can now set floor limits and SDPS, sustainable dynamic power state limits, giving them more granular control over power usage. System capabilities. The ability to query enabled HSMP commands, which can help in troubleshooting and optimizing system performance. These enhancements are not only about power efficiency, but also about providing better insights into system behavior, which is vital for high-performance computing environments. The patches are currently under public review, and we hope they will be ready for the upcoming Linux v7.1 kernel cycle, aligning with the anticipated launch of the Zen 6 EPYC processors later this year. NVIDIA's new GPU lineup. Switching gears, let's take a look at NVIDIA's latest developments. Reports indicate that NVIDIA is working on the RTX 5050, which will feature 9GB of VRAM on a 96-bit bus, utilizing 28GB GDDR7 memory. This marks a shift from the previous 8GB GDDR6 modules, and while the VRAM capacity is only slightly increased, the bus width has been reduced from 128-bit to 96-bit. What does this mean for performance? The RTX 5050 will have a bandwidth of 336 gigasecs, a modest 5% increase over its predecessor, the RTX 3050. This is an interesting strategy from NVIDIA as they navigate through component shortages and memory constraints. The RTX 5050 will still use the same GB207 die, which means it will retain 2,560 CUDA cores and be built on TSMC's 5nm process, rated for a power consumption of 130 watts. In addition, NVIDIA is also planning a new RTX 5060, which will utilize a cut-down version of the GB205 GPU, the same silicon that powers the RTX 5070. This means that the RTX 5060 will have reduced CUDA cores and a narrower bus width, likely affecting its performance in high-demand scenarios. This shift is indicative of NVIDIA's attempt to optimize their product lineup during a challenging time for semiconductor availability. RX 9070 XT versus RTX 5070 Ti. Lastly, let's touch on a hot topic in the community, the RX 9070 XT versus the RTX 5070 Ti. While we don't have specific benchmarks to share today, the discussions circulating around these two GPUs are quite illuminating. The RX 9070 XT is expected to leverage AMD's RDNA architecture, which has shown great efficiency and performance in various workloads, particularly in gaming and compute tasks. On the other hand, The RTX 5070 Ti, with its established architecture and CUDA core advantage, is likely to maintain a strong presence in the market. Users are weighing the pros and cons of each card, considering factors like ray tracing performance, power efficiency, and price-to-performance ratios. As we look at these two competitors, it's essential to consider not just raw performance, but also how they fit into the ecosystem of software and workloads that developers and gamers are utilizing today. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that both AMD and NVIDIA are making strategic moves in a rapidly evolving GPU landscape. AMD's advancements in server management with the HSMP driver for EPYC processors are particularly promising for enterprise applications, while NVIDIA's new consumer GPUs reveal their adaptability in challenging market conditions. Looking forward, we can expect more exciting developments as both companies continue to innovate and respond to the needs of developers and users alike. Stay tuned for more insights and technical discussions in our next episode.